Listening to your radio. I am Max Bochet. We are waiting on our friend Med to arrive. She's probably like 20 or 30 minutes late. We will have our normal talk radio once we get to that point. But until then, I'm going to play a little bit of music. Right now we are listening to Man Man, and I think that that's going to be followed up by the likes of Car Seat Headrest. I think I got some Whitney on there. I think I got some Alan Raymond on there. Some Julia Jacklin. So I'm just going to try to hold this over until the co-host gets here. So enjoy.
Japanese, businessman on a measure. drives you crazy. Getting old. We can talk it so good. We can make it so divine. We can talk it good. How you wish it would be all the time. The drink you spill all over me. Lovers spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home. It drives you crazy getting old. The drink you spill all over me. Lovers spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home. It drives you crazy getting old.
Pittsburgh steep, another dog with my piss warm ale. It may be tough, don't follow me. This boy, he needs no company. No company needed. I find comfort on my own dock. I'm through palm reading, no. Couldn't give me what I don't got. I don't want a lifestyle like you, not me. Well, I'm a simple kind of man with a simple kind of plan, like to keep it low key. This is my time, my money. I'll spend it how I want some. This is my dream, my lungs. I'll die when I want some. Don't follow me. I don't see eye to eye with society. And I'm a lost boy, forever young. Don't expect an apology. She loves me still. I don't know why. My girl, she loves me still. She loves me still. And I don't know why. My girl, she loves me still. Yeah. She want a James Dean Rebel white shirt, blue jeans. Damn, Lana Del Rey. Look what you done to this team. Well, this is something for the fathers who don't know better. Girls falling for the bad guy. It's all because she don't know better. So get the shotgun ready, y'all. It's a different type of go-getter. There's something rotten in Denmark when the punks are getting bold weather. Oh, I'm no good, not me. Ooh, not me, please don't follow. She loves me still. And I don't know why. My my girl, she loves me still. She loves me still. And I don't know why. My girl, she loves me still.
President, I just wanna talk to the man. Speak for the boys in a band though, and my nigga never walking again. Apologize if I'm hopping again. I know these things happen often, but I'm back on the scene. I was lost in a dream as I write this to teen down in Austin. I've been building me a house back home in the South, ma. Won't believe what it's costing, and it's fit for a king, right? Or a nigga that can sing and explain all the pain that it cost him. My 16 should've came with a coffin for the fame and the fortune. Well, maybe not the fortune, but one thing is for sure, the fame is exhausting. That's why I moved away. I needed privacy, surrounded by the trees in Ivy League. Students that's recruited higher league, thinking you do you and I do me. Crib has got a big old back of yard. My niggas stand outside and pass cigars, filled with marijuana, laughing hard. Thankful that they friends are platinum star. In the driveway, there's no rapper cars, just some shit to get from back and forth. Just some shit to get from back and forth. Welcome to the shelter, this is pure. We'll help you if you felt too insecure to be the star you always knew you were. Wait, I think police is at
okay,
the door.
Okay, the neighbors think I'm selling dope. I guess the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Selling dope. Neighbors think. The neighbors think I'm selling dope. I guess the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Selling dope, selling dope, selling dope.
Motherfucker, I am.
Some things you can't escape. Death, taxes, and a rape. Sis society to make every nigga feel like a candidate for a Trayvon kind of fate. Even when your crib sit on a lake, even when your plaques hang on a wall, even when the president jammed your tape. Took a little break just to annotate how I feel. Damn, it's late. I can't sleep cause I'm paranoid. Black in a white man territory. Cops bust in with the army guns. No evidence of the harm we done. Just a couple neighbors that assume we slang. Only time they see us, we be on the news and change. Damn.
Don't follow me.
Okay, the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Selling dope. I guess the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Selling dope. Neighbors think. I guess the neighbors think I'm selling dope. I guess the neighbors think I'm selling dope. Selling dope, selling dope, selling dope.
Well, motherfucker, I am. Motherfucker, I am.
Neighbors think I'm selling dope.
I am. Motherfucker, I am. So much for integration. Don't know what I was thinking. I'm moving back to Southside. So much for integration. Don't know what I was thinking. I'm moving back to Southside.
Share. Julia Jackson. Jacqueline, sorry.
Same effort, different men. I'm starting to think that I don't know quite who I am. Same apart, different men. He's serving the car park, waiting for me to end. Same apart, different dress. This one is blue, and it is longer than the rest. Same effort, different dress. Last one was short and red and too tight for my growing chest. Same effort, different life. At 16, lost my first love to a one-way flight. Same effort, different life. Sat down by the carousel looking old enough to make a wife now. Same effort, different, tried home. Last time I went to my mother's, this time to my own. Same effort, different, tried home. Riding shotgun to my baby, next time I'll get the train alone. I'll get the train alone. I get the train alone. I get the train alone. Same apart, different man. He looks happy. He looks happy. Same apart, different men.
Let's make the mountain.
Alright, everybody, that's the end of the little playlist that I put together. My co-host still isn't here, so I'm going to try to put another little playlist together for y'all. Yeah, while I do that, in the vein of what is normally spoken about on this show, I'm going to say that we were planning on discussing healthcare today, because the Republican attempt at appealing the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, failed on Friday. The vote was called off after Speaker of the House Paul Ryan rushed over to the White House around noontime, had lunch with Donald Trump, and told him that they didn't have the votes to pass it. Put aside the personal politics that, maybe I have towards our dear president right now, my personal feelings about the man. This is a cataclysmic failure on the part of the Trump administration, but also on the part of sort of the more traditional base of the Republican Party. I mean, this is something that they've been campaigning on and harping on for the past 7 years. I mean, it was 7 years ago, almost to the week now, that Obamacare was passed, and ever since that law was signed into order, I mean, Republicans have staked their careers on trying to repeal and replace. I mean, that's what they've been getting elected on. I think there was over 100 votes to repeal the law in the House while Obama was still president. I mean, that was all symbolic because they knew that it wasn't going to get through. But, like, again, they had to do that because it's such a major issue with their voters. And now it's like, look, if you control the House and the Senate and the executive and you can't get past the cornerstone piece of legislation that you've been trying to get past and harping on for the past 7 years, I mean, who are you? I mean, like, what is the Republican Party at this point? I mean, again, putting aside any my personal politics and just trying to look at this in terms of like how the status quo views a political party in this country, I mean, the Republicans are just in shambles right now. I'm not saying that Democrats are any better, and I'm not saying that either are necessarily good options. I'm just saying, like, there's really no way for them to spin this to make it look like they're doing a good job. And I was talking to a couple of friends earlier, I mean, not earlier today, but when this news came out, it's like, if you look at the scandals that the Trump administration has had around it for the past, I mean, since he was elected, I mean, there's the congressional hearings right now happening over Russian meddling in the election. The FBI has come out and said that they are actively investigating Trump administration ties to the Russian government, which is fairly unprecedented. I mean, that kind of stuff usually doesn't come out into the public sphere until after the fact. And it also came out that they've been investigating him longer than they were investigating Hillary Clinton. I mean, they've been investigating him since last June. And this is when he was still not really doing well in the polls. He wasn't necessarily a shoo-in it was after he was already nominated. Sorry, that's my fault on the timeline. But still, I mean, this has been going on for a long time, and this is a major scandal. I mean, this is a, you know, a once in a term kind of scandal for a lot of people. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that really derailed the Hillary Clinton presidency. You know, with the emails and the what the Clinton Foundation was doing outside of the United States, and how the State Department was possibly tied into that. I mean, this was their main line of criticism against Hillary Clinton in the campaign. And, you know, now they've fallen into a scandal where essentially it looks like they're doing the exact same thing. And I guess what I'm trying to get to is, I mean, look, they have that. Now they have the failure of repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. It's like, my God, where do they go from here? How do they get back any kind of semblance that the Republican Party is working, or that it can pass legislation? I mean, I think it's fairly impossible at this point. I mean, I'm not going to claim that I know where this is going, because I think it's an open question what happens to conservative political thought in this country. And I really think that it's just going to keep migrating farther right, because, I mean, the problem is the sort of populist line that, you know, the Bannons of the world or the Trumps of the world push. You don't have to answer to these kinds of scandals because it doesn't matter. I have a knock on my door right now. I'm going to see who it is. Hopefully it's my, it is my co-host. We have our co-host back, Mr. Med. So, Med, what was happening here is I played music for like probably 20 minutes, and now I've been ranting at our two dear listeners now for another 10 minutes about the healthcare bill that got shut down in Congress, and I've just kind of been ranting about the demise of the Trump administration.
The first thing, we're gonna get rid of when I get in office is that terrible, terrible, terrible bill. It'll be easy, and we'll get it gone immediately.
Not.
That must have been such a big blow to his ego, man.
Yeah. I mean, I can only imagine how much. I think I said to either you or Jack that night or the day after, I was like, I wonder what White House portrait he punched a hole through. Because I swear to God, he probably did. But I was just saying, I mean, it's like, you know, with the Russian scandal sort of like looming over that administration as well. Apparently now I read today that they're going to start investigating Jared Kushner, which is Trump's son-in-law, who's like a close advisor to him, apparently, because he's got all these like unofficial advisor positions for his family and stuff like that. You know, he's kind of racked up like
two failures slash scandals that would, for most presidents, be like term defining scandals or failures. And it's really unclear where they go from here to try to save that, because they have just been, you know, sort of one fuck up after another, by any objective measure or like status quo kind of measure. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't even talk about personal politics. Like, it's just, the man's going to get impeached and it ain't going to be pretty.
There, this whole ethnocentric, white nationalist, like, anti-immigrant, anti-any other who doesn't, you know, believe in the things we believe in, or pray in the way we pray in, or use community and society in the way we want them to, like, this whole movement is sweeping the global political sphere. And, I mean, you can see it from that Brexit, you can see it from Marine Le Pen in France, you know, getting that whole deal. You can see it from the fact that Germany is the furthest left-wing, you know, state currently in Europe, and they're, like, not left-wing.
Yeah, yeah.
She's not left-wing. She just likes, like, she just has a lot of, like, quote-unquote progressive immigration policies, and that's only because of the, you know, World War II situation, and Germany not going to end up in that country again. So, like, we're in a, like, this is kind of the political atmosphere we're in, and I feel like, you know, when you can get away with publicly admitting that, you know, you're okay with sexually assaulting people, and when you can get away with publicly admitting that, like, not paying your taxes makes you smart, and anyone who hasn't figured that out is, like, an idiot, and your pool of voters was working-class white folks, like, you can get away with it.
Yeah, I was actually saying that before you came in here, because I was kind of talking about how, you know, populism, at least as like a tool of government, it seems like it's failing. Like, Trump administration, like, they're not able to work the levers of government how they want to. And it also seems that, like, you know, Paul Ryan being sort of the standard bearer of, like, traditional Republican whatever the fuck in this country is also failing pretty hard. So that leaves a pretty open question of, like, what is the Republican Party going to be, or what is, like, conservatism going to be in this country or politically? And I think the answer is completely what you're saying, sort of like this drift towards populism, you know, kind of like right-wing nationalism kinds of political thought, because you don't have to answer to these scandals. Like, these kinds of things will continue to pop up, you know what I mean? And, like, the fact that these people can't actually effectively govern will continue to pop up. But it, you know, for somebody like a Paul Ryan or like a Newt Gingrich or like a more traditional, you know, establishment politician in the Western world, you have to actually answer to those things. You know what I mean? Like, you're brought into the political sphere in a way that makes you think that you actually have to have an answer that at least somewhat attempts to make logical sense, even if you're spinning the shit out of the issue and doing that. But, like, with these guys, like with the Bannons and the Trumps, you know what I mean? Like, they don't have to make logical sense, and people don't have to sit there and spend the time trying to figure out whether or not they're making logical sense, because it just doesn't matter. You know what I mean? And it's definitely going to keep going that way, because people don't want to think too hard about this shit. You know what I mean? They don't want to be told consistently that their leaders are stupid or wrong. You know, like,
yeah,
because
your leadership's
are exactly. Exactly. But
yeah, no, it's a lot. And I mean, again, you know, Trump's not really my issue.
I know.
I
know.
See that Times sheet or like cover on Kim Jong Un, whichever one guy is now.
Which one?
It's like him as a baby. He's a baby basically, and he has like a missile in one hand and something else in the other.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it was like a newer one, and I was just like, okay.
Is it New Yorker? I'm good.
No, New York Times.
Oh, word.
And I was just like, oh, okay. Let's just this graphic designer was like, so what do you want? And they were just like, do you remember the time when we understood the other races as the infant races? Your designer's like, yeah. He's like, in exactly like that. What about North Korea? Just like, to me, it like as you were saying, like it like indicts itself. Like it shows how illogical and contradictory it is in its own nature.
The scary thing is, though, is people don't care. Yeah, like that's the scariest thing, though. I don't even think it goes beyond cognitive dissonance. Like, because cognitive dissonance to me is that they like try to make something that doesn't make sense make sense. You know what I mean? Like they spin it, or they like provide, you know, false justifications that make something sound like it makes sense. It's like how they convince themselves and the people around them that it makes sense. I don't even think they go that far. Like I, especially going down the road, like I mean, they went that far during the Trump campaign because that was the first sort of introduction of that kind of populism in, you know, 30 or 40 years in this country. But like once it becomes a little bit more normalized, and once it, especially like on that side of the political spectrum, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even know if they need the cognitive dissonance. I think just the fervor enough, like the hatred enough, it, they won't try to mask it, you know? Like, why do they have to?
Of people who have directly benefited from like the colonial projects that happened over the course of the past 1,500 years, who are like politically read as, you know, walk through the world as, understand themselves as white people. Now, this class of people exists everywhere, and white people are gonna think that, like, god damn, that means me, the Europeans, and like, you know, like, but like I'm more than just European. Like, there's more to me, and I'm like, but like, here's what you don't understand. Like, because it's a construct, and not that you don't understand it, but like, because it's a construct, that means that certain people who you think are the brown people, or even certain people who you think are the black people, where they're from, they're the white people. And like, Saudi Arabia is like a great example. Like, racial dynamics in Saudi Arabia are like, you know, very, very, very different to racial dynamics here, but also kind of reflect the same, you know, ordeal, which is anti-blackness, and every, you know, everybody closer to that is closer to like the antithesis of good, and everybody further away from that is closer to like everything that is like objectively smart, human, civilized, whatnot. Now, to the black people in Saudi Arabia, those Saudi Arabians are white people. They occupy the position of whiteness. They are the colonizer. They're the person, you know, exploiting their labor. They're the ones taking them away from their families, yada, yada, yada. But to the white people over here, those brown people are the threat. They're the threat. They're the immigrants coming for your, you know, innocent lives. They're the ones who want to put through Sharia law. Da 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 da. And to me, it's just like, that's where the cognitive dissonance is. That, like, on the one hand, everybody, like, kind of gets it. You know the world's fucked up. And you know there's, like, somehow a reason why it's fucked up that like benefits you, and you're not like necessarily not admitting that there are a lot of people who are like, no, this doesn't benefit me, but like everybody kind of gets that, like, to some degree or rather, you benefit from a fucked up thing, like just by the fact that you have money. So like, based on that understanding, everybody kind of understands like the world order of things and picks a side of it. And some people are straight up about their beliefs. Some people are white supremacists. They're like, nah, man, like, I believe that we are on top and we deserve this position at the top, and that like we will fight and do anything in our power to get to that, and that's okay, valid and ethical. And you know, some people are not. Some people believe that like, you know, their particular class of people who wouldn't be read as white people, but like they still occupy this position of a colonizer. They still occupy this position of like the master. Like they.
I think the colonizer is a good word to describe it.
That's valid. But like, who occupy this position, they're not necessarily associated with whiteness. They're not read as white people. They wouldn't describe themselves as white. Historically, they're not white. But they're still benefiting from these same things. And they still pick the side. They still pick the
side of the colonizer.
Right.
Yeah.
I kind of realize it's fucked up, but I kind of benefited from that.
I don't even think in a lot of places there's that kind of, you know, I kind of realized that I fucked up. Like in Saudi, there's no, that doesn't exist. In like UAE and Qatar, with like their migrant working systems, like their systemized systems, the systematic forms of exploitation that exist in like those places, and not just to single out the Middle East, because it exists in a lot of other places too. But I don't even think it's seen as evil, like in the Southeast with guest workers, you know what I mean? Like that's, and same with like, you know, unpaid labor in the prison system in this country. Like,
I'm not saying people feel bad about this. Is the cognitive dissonance I'm talking about, that like people are like telling you that objectively I recognize humanity and I believe like humane things are good things, but like then like when is human, you know? Because like in terms of,
yeah, I mean that's not even dissonance to them, like
that's what I'm saying, like,
that's the law, you gotta follow the law.
It's the law, you gotta follow the law. Like if you're a criminal, you're not, like you don't get to be treated with basic human rights. And with Saudis, you know, like it's the same thing. Like, I'm not saying these people feel bad, and that's the cognitive dissonance. I'm saying that, like, the exact fact that they don't feel bad is the cognitive dissonance, because you can't...
Just means their definition of humanity is different than yours.
No, because, again, that's the cognitive dissonance. Everybody has the same definition of humanity across the board. Like, look at every single definition of humanity. Treat thy neighbor as you treat yourself, you know? Like, Islam, give to those who do not have... And like every sort of major religion recognizes that like you're a part of a larger thing, and the larger thing is like to a small degree like the species of things that you're connected to.
Yeah, but those religions also recognize people that you can subjugate just alongside of it.
Yeah,
like the subjugation is not distinct from humanity. Like your definition of humanity is a definition of humanity that is void of any kind of subjugation. I am saying for a lot of people, part of humanity is subjugating other peoples who are not seen as being on par with you in terms of levels of humanity. And like that is how people see and define and move through their worlds without any kind of second thought, without any kind of like, this might be wrong. You know what I mean? Like just as viscerally as you feel that everybody should, that a view of humanity should be constructed without any kind of subjugation or oppression, they feel like the subjugation or oppression is an innate part of recognizing humanity in your own life.
Reality of that's their belief. They're gonna move as they believe. The cognitive dissonance part that I'm talking about is the people who like us. Like I'm not talking about the David Bannons who are like Christian. I'm talking
Stephen
about
Bannon.
Like your general average ass Christian who goes to church and
yeah,
a good person.
You're talking about liberals.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean like liberalism, like
I was just uncomfortable with how the whole like Saudi state was getting caught up in that. That's why I made that distinction.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean again, but going back to the Saudi state, because I still wholeheartedly believe in what I said about that, because like just because they don't feel bad for these migrant workers doesn't mean that they have a different definition of humanity, you know? Like, they still define, that's still cognitive dissonance. They still define humanity
yeah.
in a particular way.
I mean,
still
okay.
These people as human.
Honestly, yeah. Difference. I mean, that. I don't want to get into a whole thing on the Saudi state. I don't want to, like, get into a tangent.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just because it's very. I just think it's very multi-layered. Like, I think there's a cultural dimension of how the. You know, humanity is defined, and there's a state, like, kind of top-down definition of how humanity is defined, and both are, like, very entrenched together because of the control that the state has over the culture. But anyways,
it's
just...
informed by the same history, colonization, and blackness.
That's fair. I am going to, if you're cool with it, put on two more songs. Then you can step out, have a cigarette, let the people... Shout out to our two listeners. You've been through quite the roller coaster of traditional content on Fascism Red Alert. So I'm going to play you some Kendrick Lamar, and then I'm going to play you a surprise. So stay tuned.
Of a hip-hop rhyme savior. Travel around the Atlas in a spaceship, candy coated. My day shift been devoted to fucking up bundles of paper. Pi equals 314. The devil's pie is big enough to justify dough thing. Wait up.
Lamping in Jamaica, the clouds turning, my thoughts turning, burning cash to oil. I've been determined to make and earn this seed in the soil. It's classified. I'm satisfied when I strategize my kids' future. I ain't sanctified enough to say that I won't shoot ya. I done vandalized the industry for a circuit. The earthiest slash thirstiest nigga you know versus this. Scum of a land that transcend two surfaces. The richer the poor, the bigger the picture, the more blood pours. But don't tell a lie on me. I won't tell the truth about you. Don't tell a lie on me. I won't tell the truth about you. My fans can't wait for me to sun your punk ass and crush your whole little shit. I'll big pun your punk ass, you a scared little bitch. Tiptoeing around my name, nigga, you're lame. And when I get at you, homie, don't you tell me you was just playing.
Oh, I was just playing, K-Dot. Come on, you know a nigga rock with you, bro.
Shut the fuck up, you sound like the last nigga I know. Might end up like the last nigga I know. Oh, you don't wanna clash, nigga, I know. I put my foot on the gas, head on the floor, hopping out before the vehicle crash. I'm on the road yelling 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Greatest rapper alive. So damn great, motherfucker, I've died. What you hearing now is a paranormal vibe. House on the hill, house on the beach, nigga.
Facts.
A condo in Compton, I'm still in reach, nigga.
Facts.
I'm fresh out the water, I'm about to breach, nigga. The 5-foot giant woke up out of his sleep, nigga. Oh yeah, oh yeah, more cars, more leers, more bars. No peers, no scars, no fear. Fuck y'all, sincere. I heard the whispers, I curved the whispers. You know what the risk is. Earthed in digits, your body referring to stiffness. The whole world going mad, bodies is adding up. Market's about to crash. Niggas is fake rich. Bitches is fake bad. Blacks that act white. Whites that do the dab. Donald Trump is a chump. Know how we feel, punk. Tell him the guy coming. And Russia need a replay button. Y'all up to something. Electoral votes look like memorial votes. But America's truth ain't ignoring the votes. It's blasphemy. How many go blasphemy? I prophesized on my last song, you laughed at me. But when the shit get bracket, don't you ask for me. How many leaders gon' tell you the truth after me? G Malone, big bro, kudos to him. I was two O's from an M, tryna be big as M. 30 millions later, my future favors. The legendary status of a hip-hop rhyme savior. Salmon and capers, fame and lawsuits. You looking at me and Chucks, I'm looking at y'all suits. Me and Top Dog playing rock, paper, scissors in court. A real hustler lose money just to go get some more. I said it's like that. Drop one classic, came right back. Another classic, right back. My next album, the whole industry on the ice pack. With TOC, you see the flames in my EYEs. It's not a game and the whole world is going mad, daddy. It's sad, daddy. My only advice, go and get you a bag, daddy. Leave on trial, trying to portray a boxer. Beating up on my niggas while the CEOs watch them. Tables turn, lesson learned, my best look. You jump sides on me, now you about to meet Westbrook. Go celebrate with your team and let victory vouch you. Just know the next game played, I might slap the shit out you. Technical foul, I'm flagrant, I'm foul. They throwing me out, you throwing the towel. Look at the crowd, they... Nah, I don't like that. Look at my smile, I'm smirking. Calm but urgent. That ain't the style, fuck. So many verses, you live in denial. Fuck. So many verses, I never run out. What?
You're making them nervous, the music is loud.
Ho, Jay-Z, Hall of Fame, sit your punk ass down. So that means you ain't bigger than rapping.
What else?
So that means no more playing the back scenes.
What else?
My spot is solidified if you ask me.
What else?
My name is identified as that king. I let y'all worry about the list, I'm on some other shit. A difference between accomplishments and astonishments. You know what time it is, ante up, this is him forever. Y'all got till April the 7th to get y'all shit together.
Let's get it. On phone now.
All right, all right. We are back from the outdoors. I got one more song queued up, but I don't think I'm going to play it because we only got 9 minutes left. Shout out to our two listeners, though, sticking it out. If you have any questions for me or Med for our past conversation, there is a call-in line. I don't know what the number is, but I am sure that y'all are tech-savvy enough to figure it out on your own. We would welcome some conversation. We were supposed to have an interview today, but it fell through, and it's probably going to be on Wednesday. I'm not going to announce who that is yet because I don't know for sure, but we have two guests lined up in the next like week or so that are going to be really, really good. So keep your eye out for that. Yeah, we got 5 minutes left, so I'm gonna play probably one more song. Let me see what I can find on my Spotify. I'm gonna go back to that J. Cole album because it's just good. It's just good. J. Cole, Phone Close. This is probably gonna be the last one, unless, I don't know, maybe we'll stick around for a little while more if there's nobody else coming in here.
Hey, hey! I wanna fold clothes for you. I wanna make you feel good. Baby, I wanna do the right thing. Feel so much better than the wrong thing. I say I wanna fold clothes for you. I wanna make you feel good. Baby, I wanna do the right thing. Feel so much better than the wrong thing. I wanna fold clothes for you. I wanna fold clothes for you. Woke up this morning feeling like your best version of me. So happy I walked in the living room and saw you all alone on the couch, just napping. I see a lot on your plate. Now I must with that weight. I know you tired, so I wonder how I can help. I get the basket and grab the clothes out the trap. Oh. For me, I'm practicing being present. There's nowhere I need to be, except right here with you. Except right here with you. Folding clothes, watching Netflix, catching up on our shows, eating breakfast, raising bread in my bowl, whipping bananas and some almond milk. I never thought I'd see the day I'm drinking almond milk. You soft, I wanna fold clothes for you. I wanna make you feel good. Baby, I wanna do the right thing. So much better than the wrong things. I say I wanna fold clothes for you. I wanna make you feel good. Baby, I wanna do the right thing. Feel so much better than the wrong things. I wanna fold clothes for you.
If I can make life easier, the way you do mine, save you some time, alleviate a bit of stress from your mind, help you relax, let you recline, babe. Then I should do it. Cause heaven only knows how much you have done that for me. Now I see, it's the simple things,
it's the simple things,
it's the simple things.
They say I love you,
it's the simple things.
From the hood is the best actors. We the ones that gotta wear our face backwards. Put your frown on before they think you soft. Never smile long or take your defense off. Acting tough so much we start to feel hard. Live from the city where they pull cars. I got a Glock 40 and a Lil 9. Ready for the day a nigga pull mine. Niggas from the hood is the best actors. Gotta learn to speak in ways that's unnatural, just to make it through the job interviews. If my niggas hurt me, they say, damn, what's gotten into you? Just trying to make it, dog, somehow. Peeking through the blinds, I see the sun now. I see it still sleeping and it feels like maybe everything is gonna be alright.
I'm at the stage of my life where I feel like I can conquer anything and everything. Sipping on Dom Perignon for no reason. Popping tags up an echelon for no reason. Seen this bad little John, she was perfect. I let her push the foreign right now, is she worth it?
Ballin' in the middle of the club, no jersey.
I don't want no liquor, cause I've been drinking that dirty.
Bring that ace by the case, my niggas with me. Bring some ice for my cup, I drink with me.
Diamond, 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 diamonds on me dancing. Diamond, 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 diamonds on me dancing. Diamond, 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 diamonds on me dancing. Diamond, 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 diamonds on me dancing.
And you know what I need from you when I get home. You better not be on the phone talking up a storm like you usually do. Talking to your friends like you usually do. Telling them I never spend time with you. It's hard to find the time we've been sipping on Dom Perignon for no reason. Popping tags up an echelon for no reason. Seen this bad little John, she was perfect. I let her push the foreign right now, is she worth it?
Ballin' in the middle of the club, no jersey.
I don't want no liquor, cause I've been drinking that dirty.
Bring that ace by the case, my niggas with me. Bring some ice for my cup, I drink with me.
Diamond, 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 diamonds on me dancing. Diamond, 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 diamonds on me dancing. Diamond, 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 diamonds on me dancing. Diamond, 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 diamonds on me dancing.
I'm familiar with this cash flow. And if you took it, you can vouch for me. I did it my way, you can vouch for me. I put the cocaine in the powder in the couch on me. Whenever I step outside the house, I get the Glocky on me. Bad bitches wanna come by the paparazzi on me. I got so many bad bitches that I barely wanna. I'm barely paying attention, baby, I need substance. I know you spent some time putting on your makeup and your outfit, but
diamond, 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 diamonds on me dancing. Diamond, 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 diamonds on me dancing. Diamond, 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 diamonds on me dancing. Diamond, 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 diamonds on me dancing.
You doing me dirty. You doing me dirty. Doing me dirty. You doing me dirty. You know. Yeah, dirty, dirty. How we let it get like this, I don't know. Yeah. But that nigga can't save your soul. Nah. You doing me dirty. You doing me dirty. Having your heart free. Yeah. How can you live with yourself? Haven't even heard from you. How can you live with yourself? Ungrateful. Ungrateful. Your mama be ashamed of you. I haven't even heard from you. Not a single word from you. Ungrateful. I'm
too good for you, too good for you. Yeah. You should go back to a perfect match for your unstable.